ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Found out last night that inviting a couple of friends over to the house for a pleasant evening meant having a bridge game. It was quite disconcerting, too, because she expected a friendly evening of conversation. This episode takes place the next morning and is in alternate scenes between Mr. Ace's office and the Ace's bungalow, where we shall find Jane with a strange young man. But first to Mr. Ace's office, where we find him in conference with a man.
No, I think your price is a little too high, Miss Ray.
Too high? Well, have you gone over the grounds around that home? Why, there's not a richer looking...
Well, I know all about that, Miss Ray. No, I'm not saying it's not worth it. I say it's a little high. That is, I mean, it's higher than I wanted to go.
Well, if you'd given me an idea about how much you want to spend, Mr. Hudson, I might have been able to dig up something else I have on my list. I represent quite a few parcels of property around here.
Well, there's nothing else. I found out you were handling this one place my wife kind of got set on, and you know how women are.
Yes, I
know. Well, I promised her I'd look it up, and that's how I happened to drop in on you. Nice of you to spare the time.
No, not at all. I only wish you could do business.
No, I'm afraid it's out of the question.
Well, I hate to have you turn the deal down cold, but why not make me an offer? I'll take it up with my client.
Well, why not have your client make a more reasonable offer, and you take it up with me?
Well, I could do that, only I'd like to know from you just how much you...
Well, you find out what the best price is, and if it might be any inducement to him to get charged for it, I mean, he might...
Oh, sure you might. That ought to make quite a difference. You mean you want to pay the whole thing in cash?
Well, that's right. I don't mind telling you that Mrs. Hudson has her mind pretty definitely set on that home. She noticed all the grounds and all the landscaping. She knows a nice place when she sees it, only I don't want to go that steep for a home.
Well, I admit that's a lot of money to invest in a home, and of course you're getting a place that's a show place around these parts.
I know all about it, but I think I know what it means. Pretty good sized commission for you, huh?
Well,
sure it does. Now, suppose you get busy and see if you can't do a little better. You can let me know. You have my card there.
Yes, I have it right here.
Give me a ring.
I'll be very happy to. I'd like to put this over. Thanks very much for dropping in.
You're busy. I'm sorry.
Oh, hello, Mark.
Well, I'll wait out here.
No. We're finished.
Oh, Mr. Hudson, this is Miss Hale, a friend of the family.
How do you do?
How do you do, Miss Hale? I was just going.
Oh, don't let me rush you off. You can't make any money out of me. In fact, I came here to collect the neat sum of $8.50.
Well, now that's more important business than we were talking.
Well, you see, we had a little bridge game at the house last night.
Oh, bridge, huh?
Yes.
I thought you looked like a smart bridge player, Miss Hale.
Oh, no such luck. I wasn't even in the game. Mr. Ace and his wife lost the money, and I advanced the amount.
Yeah, we had another couple over to the house, and they certainly did it. I was $8.50 short of the right amount, so I've hired it from...
I'm going shopping on my lunch hour, and I need the money.
Fair enough. Say, that bridge game sounds like the kind of a game Mrs. Hudson would enjoy. She loves to win. Cheerful winner, you know.
Well, now, maybe you'd like to come over some evening with Mrs. Hudson.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that to
be... Oh, we live out by this piece of property that you're interested in. Maybe we can all run over there and take a good look around, and you can drop in on the way back and make an evening out of this bridge.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound bad.
Now, let's make it a date, huh?
That's pretty good person, isn't it?
Well, it certainly sounds like he's trying to corral you.
Well, we'll see, Mr. Ace. Now, suppose you find out what the rock-bottom price is for that place and let me know. Then we can go over and look at it, and we might close the deal. Who knows?
And then you can come out and win it all back at bridge. Suppose we make it a date for next week.
Well,
what's a good night to you? I can pick you and Mr. Hudson up and drive you out there in the afternoon.
That's persistent, isn't he? Suppose you give me a ring, say, Tuesday or Wednesday. How's that?
Right.
Well, I guess I'll be running out. Nice to meet you, Miss Hale.
Thank you. Sorry to see you out of the house.
Don't let him let you off without telling you about $8.50.
No, I won't. Don't worry.
Goodbye, Mr. Hudson. I'll call you next week.
All right.
Well, now, that's more like it.
More like what?
Well, I mean, as long as Jane insists on having people over to spend the evening, since everybody wants to play bridge with her and everybody wins from it, I might as well have a prospective customer win.
Oh, a prospective customer?
Yes, if I can sell him that home, why, this is a bigger deal than that ever deal that
I've
seen.
Seems like a nice man. What does he do?
He's a big man in the linen business. Gee, I'd like to sell him that place. I'm going to concentrate on him. If having him out the house will do it, I'll have him out.
To play bridge?
Sure. You heard him say that his wife likes to win. Well, I don't know a better place he can come to win. Why, did you get a load of the way Jane played last night? Why, she's worse than she used to be.
Yes, but you shouldn't have called her out so much. That might have had something to do with upsetting her game. So I thought, Mr. Selby, that on account of the way my cousin keeps picking on me, the way I play bridge, you could give me some lessons and teach me to play perfectly. Even if it takes a whole week, I don't care.
A week?
Yes. I called Mrs. Benton, and she told me you were the best bridge teacher she knew.
Oh, yes. Mrs. Benton was one of my pupils. She plays a fairly good game.
Fairly good? Well, I think she's awfully good. I wish I could play that good. Won't I surprise my husband the next time we play and he sees how good I play? Why, do you know that last night he said some of the most terrible things to me in front of some friends that were here?
Most husbands do.
Well, he can't do that to me. Not if I play better than he does. And that's what I want you to show me how.
How to play better than he does?
Yes.
Well, what kind of a game does he play?
What kind of a game?
Yes.
Bridge, that's what I
mean. No. I mean, what sort of a bridge game does he play? Is he very good?
Oh, I don't know. He thinks he is. But I've noticed every time I've ever played with him, he always loses. He never says anything about that. He's always picking on the way I play. And some of the things he said, like once I did six spades last night, and you know what he said?
Well, I really don't care.
He said, you made your bid, now lay in it.
Imagine.
What?
Lie.
No, honestly, he did. And in front of my friends, well, I felt like, well, I'd just rather not talk about it. All I want to know is how to play perfectly.
Well, that's a pretty large order. I can't promise miracles. I can teach you the fundamentals of a sound game of bridge.
Well, let's hurry. I want to learn as much as I can as quick as I can.
Well, that all depends on how well you concentrate and just how much you already know and what card sense you have. Now, you take Mrs. Benton. When she first came to me, she hardly knew one card from another.
Oh, I know that. Look, King of Diamonds, Three of Spades, Five of Hearts.
Yes, Mrs. Ainsworth. I was only speaking figuratively.
Oh, you were?
Yes. Now, let me see just what your knowledge of bidding is. I think the simplest method is to open the bidding with 2.5 tricks. You know trick values, I take it.
Beg pardon?
Tricks.
Oh, please, Mrs. Selby, I haven't got time for that now. I want to learn as fast as I can, and you want to show me tricks. I haven't got time for that.
No, I'm not showing you. Please, Mrs. Ava. One of the first principles of good grace is an unruffled temper. I always try to control mine. Please don't upset me.
Well, I didn't...
Now we're quite calm again. Let's start over. As I was saying, that the trick value of the hand indicates just what you should do. I wish you to show me how you would bid these 13 cards I'll deal off the deck. I just want to get a line on what you know and where we should start. Here we are. 13 cards. Now, you have sort them and show me just how you would bid them and why.
Just like I was playing bridge, you mean?
That's right. Just as if you held that hand in a game of bridge. I just want to get an idea of what your bidding is.
Well, now, let me see.
Take your time.
No, I better not. I want to learn as quick as I can. I want to show them the next time we play. Well, I bid a heart.
A heart? Why?
Why? Well, nobody stops to ask you why. They just pass or they
bid. But I want to know how you derive a one heart bid out of that hand. Why didn't you bid a club?
A club? With only one club in my hand? Oh, Mr. Selby, are you sure
you... Well, there must be a reason why you bid a heart.
Well, look at these hearts. It's 1, 2, 4, 6, 7 hearts.
You have 2 tricks in hearts, 2 in spades, a single ace of clubs. That's 5 tricks. Your hand calls for a 2 heart bid. You demand your partner to bid. You must therefore bid 2 hearts.
2 hearts? Right away?
Your first bid. You must give your partner information.
Mr. Ace, you mean?
Yes, if he's your partner, you must tell him you have a 2 bid.
Well, I'd rather not tell him anything. I'm paying you to tell me so I can surprise him. Why do I want to tell him?
But you must give your partner information with every bid. A true bird tells him that you have a very large nest.
But doesn't it make me sound too excited, bidding two hearts right away? Won't everybody know?
You must give your partner information.
Oh, all right.
With a big hand like this, you must bid two hearts.
Well, if you say so, I better write this down then. Now, wait a minute. Seven hearts and the ace king of spades and the ace of clubs must bid two hearts. There. It'll just be my luck never to get that hand again. Now, what else?
Never to get... But you don't... Oh, I must lose my temper. Mr. Bates, I think we better start a little further back. I'm afraid this is going to take more than a week. Much more.
Oh, Sue, well, how long do you think...
Well, that all depends on you. I'll do my best, and I think we'd better take the private lessons rather than the class lessons, Mr. Bates.
Oh, yes, I want it to be private. I don't want my... Seems to me you're going to capitalize on James' bed case.
Well, it's about time I got something out of it. I put enough into it.
But remind me again that I came here for $8.50.
Oh, yes. I've got it here for you.
I hate to dumb you this way, but that's all I've got for payback.
That's quite all right. I was going to send it over to your office, but Mr. Hudson came in, and I kind
of... What did he lose between you last night?
$18. About a quarter of a cent. And you saw the hand she held. One hand there, she had a cinch, three-note trump made, and they offered to throw the cards in before the last four tricks were played. But she insisted on playing it out, said she might make a mistake. And don't you think she went set two tricks?
I saw that.
Well, if I'm going to have to put up with that, I might as well cast my money on the waters.
The Hudson waters? Oh, I get
please.
It.
All right. Well, here you are, $8.50 and thanks.
You're welcome.
Listen, you might do me the favor and be on hand when I have Hudson and his wife out sort of help things along.
Want me to play him a game with
you? Oh, no, don't. Now, don't play. I want her to play her usual game. Mrs. Hudson likes to win a bridge. This ought to be a cinch to sell. She's the one who's got to please.
Well, if she enjoys winning looks like a big time for her.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to be going.
I'm going to call up Jane and tell her not to plan anything for Tuesday.
Well, that might be Wednesday.
Well, we'll leave both nights open. This is business, you
looks
know.
Like Jane's going to put over another deal for you. Well, if I take private lessons, you can teach me quicker, can't you?
Better not expect to learn too quickly, Mrs. Ace. After all, you're just starting, you know.
Just starting? Well, I'll have you understand I've been playing bridge for over 6 years.
For over 6 years? I don't believe it.
Well, I have.
Well, haven't you learned anything in all these years?
Well, we only play now and there. Every year, I learn a little something different.
But after 6 years, if you learn a little something every year...
Oh, it just goes in 1 year and out the other.
Yes, I was afraid of that, Mr.
Well, I'll
do Well, if it keeps going in 1 year and out the other, Mr. Ace's little plan to get on the good side of a customer may work out all right. But does it? We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.